Welcome to the Business Advisor Podcast, brought to you by the Business Advisor Academy. This podcast is dedicated to helping business professionals create, sell, and deliver high impact and high value business advisory services. Now, let me introduce you to your host today, Amanda C. Watts.
Today's episode is all about how to get sales calls in the diary. And I want to share with you what really breaks my heart. And it's when accountants and bookkeepers post for a month or two on social media and they decide to give up because it just wasn't getting them clients that they thought it would. And I totally get it. Social media marketing can be a highly frustrating thing to take part in. It can be an endless cycle of creating content, which is super hard in the first place, and then posting that content and then waiting for people to like and comment on your content and having no one like and comment on your content. And then you do the same thing day in and day out and experiencing what we well know as Groundhog Day. And it can be horrific and demoralizing. And then after a few weeks or months, you decide you can't put yourself through it anymore and you give up, declaring you knew social media wouldn't work and what was the point of it all in the first place. I bet this sounds all too familiar, and this endless cycle is what I want to sort out with you today. I want to share with you the problems that you probably encounter with social media, and then I'm going to show you how to fix your social so it gets you calls in the diary and those elusive high-value clients that everyone keeps talking about. Okay, so the first problem that I want to tackle today is the problem of not having a strategy in place. To increase brand awareness, trust in your business, and people knowing what you offer, you need to get in front of people. And the people that you get in front of are actually going to be on social media. Social holds the potential to generate a massive amount of leads for you. One in three people are active on social media. They're on LinkedIn, they're on Facebook, they're on Instagram, they're on TikTok, you name it, they're going to be on a platform or two. And a social media strategy needs to be put in place to ensure that you build the necessary trust and make sure you're saying the right thing at the right time to the right person. Here's the thing though. Social media might hold your prospects, but it also holds your competitors too, and it can be very easy to blend in and not stand out online, which is the next problem that we need to tackle. Some of you even subscribe to website platforms that create the content for you and post at exactly the same time of day for all of their clients, which means that all of you accountants that go online and use this software and use this platform will be posting the same thing at the same time every single day. And your potential clients can see this. If they're following you, then they might be following another accountant and they can see you posting the same content time and time again, and you just blend in with everyone. And you get totally ignored. And then finally, the third big problem I see you guys struggling with is getting clients using social media. You don't actually get calls booked in the diary from your social media platforms, and it's totally disheartening, hence why you give up and think social media doesn't work. With these three problems in mind, number one, no strategy, number two, no idea what to post, and number three, not getting calls booked in the diary, I can see why you would not want to continue. I wouldn't either if I was in that situation, but I've cracked the code on how to make social media work. So today I'm going to share with you the little secret that will change everything. Okay, are you ready? This is the secret. Posting on social media will rarely, if ever, get people reaching out saying they want to work with you. If you post content on social media thinking this will happen, you're going to be disappointed. Content doesn't equal people reaching out. Posting on social media when done well will help share your values, it will help share your vision, and it will show you as a thought leader, but it will not get you those incoming inquiries. You still have to do some other work to get social media working for you. Now, I just want to go into a little bit about marketing in general. So there's three parts of marketing. One, strategy. Two, tactics. And three, tools. Strategy is your plan of action designed to achieve a long-term overall aim. Tactics are things like posting on Facebook, sending emails, running webinars, outreach, and sales calls. And the tools are software platforms like MailChimp, Facebook, LinkedIn. What you need to do is collate a number of different tactics that will help you achieve your strategy goals, and then use the tools to leverage your tactics. What I'm giving you today is a tactic to get prospects booking a call in with you from your social media. This tactic can be carried out on any platform. Remember, platforms are tools. And these platforms are Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, email. The list is quite endless. Once you understand the difference between strategy, tactics, and tools, marketing can become a whole lot easier. Examples of wins that accountants have had from the tactic I'm going to share with you today include a lady called Amy, who shared with me, someone has just messaged me on LinkedIn asking if I could give them a quote for virtual CFO work. Debbie Ann said, I had a conversation yesterday and voila, I have been asked to quote today. Disney said, I've managed to use Instagram and get a call booked in the diary. Fiona said, one replied straight back and said they were looking for an accountant and could we chat tomorrow? And all of these people were not relying just on content marketing. When you implement the tactic I'm going to share with you, it gets you attention, it elevates your expertise, and it will get you those calls in the diary. Now, you might be wondering why I have the authority to teach you about sales and marketing. So let me share with you that I've been in marketing for over 30 years and I have had to adapt my tools, but the tactics and strategies have always been somewhat similar. In 2021 to 2022, I was onboarding 2 accounting clients a day and sometimes up to 4 clients. I launched a membership called the Content Lounge and had 128 accountants and bookkeepers sign up in less than a week. And those who follow my strategies to the letter get 2 to 5 sales calls in the diary every single week. What I teach works if you do the work. Now, I totally love marketing and understand that the thing that enables me to turn the lead and prospect tap on and off is marketing. And I want you to understand, please, that when you start to see that marketing is the lifeblood of any business, it can be far easier to show up and do it. Without good clients, you don't have a business, and without marketing, you're not going to get those high-value clients. Here's the cold, harsh truth. Prospects rarely, if ever, reach out inquiring to work with people. And if they do, the question often starts with, hi, how much do you cost? Think about it from your point of view. How many times do you reach out to someone and ask what it would be like to work with them? An example is you listening to this podcast today. I'm sharing loads of great content. If you have listened to the first episode, which is called The Game of Being a Business Advisor, you will have an understanding of what my offer is, and you still do not reach out to me saying you want my help. Instead, you consume my content, and you consume more content, and consume more content, and you stay where you are now. Now, I'm not saying this to be mean. It's just the truth about how people buy services. And a very small number of people will ever reach out and ask for help, even if they really, really need it. For someone to reach out, there has to be a trigger that moves them from a voyeur of your content to a prospect call in the diary. Think about it. Your clients have probably come to you through word of mouth. They have probably asked their friends, do they know an accountant? And they have come to you expecting the same kind of price you have given their friends and the same kind of offer. Right now, you might not like what I'm saying. Your back might be going up a little, and I totally get that. But the cold, hard truth is in the data. How many sales calls are you getting in the diary week in and week out that do not come from word of mouth? If you are getting 2 to 5 sales calls a week, not from word of mouth, then you probably have a good tactic working for you. But anything less than this, and you need to have a call booking strategy in place. And posting content alone is not going to work for you. So if potential clients do not reach out, how do you get calls in the diary? Well, that is what I'm going to cover with you today. The first thing you need to do is close the gap between voyeur and prospect. Instead of relying on potential clients to move closer to you, you need to move closer to the potential clients. You need to get the now buyers to say yes to you and work with you, and the not now buyers need to be nurtured. And what you need to remember is that only a small percentage of your social media contacts are in what we call the buying zone. And that is only if you've been purposeful in building an audience of your ideal clients. Otherwise, you are probably just posting content to your peers. So as a side note, I want to give you a tip. If you are using social media to get clients, steer clear of adding your peers to your social media profiles as friends. Your LinkedIn is a prospecting tool. You are not there to network with your fellow accountants and bookkeepers. If you are using Instagram to get your clients, the same applies. Okay, your peers can follow you, but don't spend your time connecting with them on Insta. You have a life to live and you're trying to get freedom. Connecting with your peers at industry events, 100% do that. Leave social media to connect with your prospects. Running an advisory practice is about freeing you up to have more life and less hamster wheel. Your time is precious. Okay, so it's pretty clear your ideal clients are not going to reach out and inquire about working with you. So you need to be mindful of taking the right actions to ensure that you get the calls in the diary with the now buyers and nurture the not now buyers. The now buyers need to move fast along the customer journey, and these people are only about 3% of your ideal target audience. So if you only have 100 of your ideal clients following you on social media, 3% or less are looking for business advisory right now. And then you have the not now buyers. These are the remaining ideal clients that are following you on social media, 97 out of every 100, and you need to nurture them. It could take 2 years or more for these potential clients to think about buying from you. The way that we nurture them is through great content and building a relationship with them. You need to stay what we call FOM, F-O-M, which stands for front of mind. And we need to stay FOM, front of mind, at all times, so that when they move into the now buyer's camp, they think only of you as a solution. So here are the four key principles when using this tactic to get clients. One, industry matters. It's easier to find your ideal client online, get in front of them and have an offer that interests them, the easier it will be to hit your new client targets. For example, restaurants are really hard to reach online. So while social media is something they use to get customers, the owners and the chefs are busy 16 hours a day, so they're unlikely to be hanging out on LinkedIn scrolling their feeds. Conversely, web designers are probably hanging out online. They are easy to find and more likely to buy. Marketers in general are a good audience because they are online doing marketing all day. And the size of your audience matters. It's simple maths. The bigger your ideal audience, the more opportunities you can create. If you only have an audience of 100 people, you probably won't be able to get a lot of opportunities. That being said, if you only need one or two clients, then an audience of 100 people might just do the trick if they are ideal clients. But then if you only need one or two clients, there are better tactics to get in front of them. Social media takes time and is only worth it if you need more than a couple of clients. The third point is that daily action matters. The more action you take, the more success you will have. The compound effect kicks in. Success comes to those who do the work, so daily actions must be completed every day. I'll share with you what they are in a moment. And then finally, discipline, not motivation. For most, what you need to do to get clients will not light you up inside. If you wanted to have marketing as your number one thing, you probably would have trained to be a marketer instead of an accountant or bookkeeper. So with this in mind, you're not going to feel motivated to take action every single day. I love marketing and sometimes I don't even want to do it, but discipline means I do it and it means you will too. And that will mean you will get clients. So let's look at the steps you need to take. Here is the tactic that I promised you. One, you need to build your audience every day. Minimum, invite 20 people a day to connect on LinkedIn and follow 20 people on Instagram. Let's look at the numbers. If you're building your audience and asking them to connect with you and you invite 20 people a day for 365 days and 50% of them choose to connect with you once you've invited them, that is 3,650 new connections in a year. If 1% of these new connections book a call with you, that's 36 sales calls a year. If you can convert 30% of those calls, that is 10 new clients in 12 months. In the second year of running this tactic, you then add another 10, which is your 21 clients paying you $2,000 a month, which equals the $500,000 in advisory revenue. I'll leave you to play with the numbers, but to confirm, you can easily convert 1% of your ideal clients on LinkedIn to book a call, and out of that 1%, you can get clients. The average conversion rate of sales calls is about 30%, which is where we get the 10 clients in a year. Remember, this is a tactic, so you can use it on whichever tool, whichever social media platform, your ideal clients are on. If they're on LinkedIn, use LinkedIn. If they're on Instagram, use Instagram. If they're on YouTube, use YouTube. The bigger your audience, the more opportunities you're going to have. And if you have no audience, you'll have no sales. It's as simple as that. So let's say you're building your audience every day. Then you need to post content. Posting valuable content is step two. The content you need to post to build authority must show that you understand your ideal client's pains better than they understand it themselves. And if you can articulate what they're going through, you can then earn the right to help them overcome their pains. I highly recommend you steer clear of posting content for likes and comments. This might make you famous, but it will build the wrong audience. I know of many accountants who get great engagement on their posts, but they do not get ideal clients coming to them. And they end up selling to accountants, not to ideal clients. I was talking to Kevin yesterday on our Q&A call, and he was explaining how he exhibited at an event this past weekend, and people were coming up to him asking if he was an influencer and saying that they knew him. What was interesting and unsurprising to me was that these people had never commented or liked his posts, but they knew him and thought he was a celebrity. The reason for this is that he had posted helpful videos almost every day for the past 6 months. I smiled when he told me because I knew this is how it works. I would say that if you're listening to this podcast, you probably have never posted a comment on my social media content, but I bet that is how you got to find out about me or this podcast. If you have commented or liked my posts, all I can say is a massive, massive thank you because it gives me such a boost. I love creating content and I know that it gets consumed. I would just love more people to let me know they're consuming it. Okay, you have the first two actions. One, add 20 people a day. Two, post every day with good content. The next step, step three, is staying front of mind. And this means you have to do what we call love bombing. And love bombing is going to get on your ideal client's social media profiles and liking and commenting on their posts. By commenting on your ideal client's posts in a well-articulated manner and bringing value to them on their posts, they will check out your profile. And the more eyeballs checking you out, the more opportunities that are going to open up for you and your advisory practice. Okay, so getting attention is one thing, but now we need to turn that intention into calls and turn those calls into clients. This is where we move on to step four. In the Business Advisor Academy, we teach something called opens. And my clients carry out these opens, and they are the key to getting calls in the diary. You send a message to your connections and open a conversation. Remember, when you send this message, you must start a conversation in the same way that you would if you were face to face. So a message that says, "Hey, I'm Bob the accountant, would you like to buy my stuff?" won't work. But you can thank people for interacting with your content, and you can invite them to a webinar you're holding or offer them a free lead magnet to build your email database and nurture them on email as well. So the thing to really think about here is starting conversations. You have to start conversations, and your content is just a catalyst to enable you to do that. Let's recap. Step one, you need to build your audience every day. Step two is show that you're the authority by providing great content. Step three is love bombing your connections. And step four is opening conversations with your ideal clients. It's your job to get the now buyers and nurture the not now buyers. And instead of relying on potential clients to know you're there, you need to make yourself visible. Instead of relying on potential clients to assume the value you're going to provide, you need to show them your value before they buy from you. And instead of relying on potential clients to reach out to you, you need to reach out to them. Instead of selling on price, you're going to sell on value, with higher revenue, but fewer clients. Sales calls don't miraculously show up in the diary. You have to go out and ask people if they would like your help. And whilst this may all sound terribly hard work, it is a lot easier than running a monster business where you're working too many hours for too little reward. You have to build your freedom practice with the right clients paying you handsomely for your advice. Now go out there and change your life starting today. And if you would like some help with creating, selling and delivering a business advisory offering, then send me a message on LinkedIn and let's make that happen. But for now, I wish you a good day or good night, wherever you are.
Thank you for listening to the Business Advisor Podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow or subscribe. share this podcast, and leave a rating and review. To discover more about how you can confidently build an advisory offer into your practice that your clients and prospects won't say no to, we invite you to join Amanda on her next webinar, How to Launch and Scale Your Advisory Offering. Join her by visiting businessadvisoracademy.com/webinar. See you soon.